Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Rocking out with you on a Friday. Dan Menigan, are you on the bass? What are you playing over there?
I was always a guitar player, but I always wanted to be a drummer because my mom wouldn't let me get a set of drums.
You know, my mom wouldn't either. My dad was okay with it. My Uncle Stuart wanted to buy me drums. I think he wanted to do it to drive my parents crazy. I think I would have been an okay drummer. Although, I don't know. My musical talent is... thank God for my kids, because they both have musical talent. And my wife, outstanding. She was in the Richmond Symphony at one point. I don't know if I ever tell you that.
Wow. Good. Yeah. That is outstanding. Good for her.
And she can sing, too. Like, she used to sing in college and stuff.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. I got none of those genes. All right. Before we get back into the Guardians here, too, I was on this morning... doing some Michigan radio with Matt Shepard. I don't know if you remember. He did Tigers for a while. I'm kind of bummed. I said he misquoted me here. I was looking at one of his tweets. He said, talking Lions and Browns with Andy Baskin. He says, I am jealous of the Lions. Like, I love their storyline. Don't you? I mean, look, forget about the fact we're playing them this weekend, right?
I've been in on a fight in Dan Campbell since Dan Campbell stepped foot in
there. Right. I think we've both been on that same page. And so part of it was we were talking about coaching, and he said, that I'm jealous. I did say this part. He said, I was jealous of the Lions. And then the quote was, they're fun to watch. I wish Dan Campbell was our head coach. That's not exactly what I said. I was like, Dan Campbell is a great head coach, and he's the kind of guy I would want to play for. I don't know if I'm just kind of, and I know a lot of Browns fans don't like me for this, but I like Kevin Stefanski.
I like Kevin Stefanski too.
There's a lot of things I like about him.
Dan Campbell as the head coach of the Browns right now.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I like Kevin Stefanski.
I like Kevin, and I know a lot of people don't. And I'm just being, there are things about Kevin I like. There are things about Kevin I don't like. There are things about every coach I like and don't like. But that doesn't change kind of how I feel about the big picture. I think I just don't ever feel like, you know how we talk about complimentary football and they talk about complimentary football. I don't feel like if you want to look at football as a three-sided monster, not, you know, it's easy, offense, defense, special teams. Isn't it really a four-sided monster in complimentary? It's offense, defense, special teams, and coaching. And I never have felt like all four sides of that complement have been all in sync. Does that make sense? And so I used to think this about Mark Shapiro too. I used to always go, what would Mark Shapiro be like if he was if he had all the money in the world to run his team, especially with the guys that he had playing for him? And, you know, John Hart too would have been the same thing. Like, what if those guys had all the money to be able to keep all those players that were here at one point, and we would have been the highest paid salary without a doubt? I always wonder what they're like. But then, you know, Mark went to Toronto, so we kind of got to see a little bit of that, right?
This is such a deeper conversation. I've often wondered, there was always the great phrase, and I think Bill Belichick was the one who used it, but I know Doug Farrar took it and made a book out of it, and it was called The Genius of Desperation. And I've always thought that some of the things that Chris Antonetti has been able to do, that Mark Spire was able to do, that John Hart was able to do, was because of the innovation that was needed because of the strings, the hamstrings that they had, you know, because of the ceiling that they had of payroll. And I've always thought all of that stuff played into it together. I've often thought the same thing of football coaches, that you find different ways to win because of the situation that you're in. And if everything is perfect, then you have no innovation. You need those things holding you back to make you think outside the box. And I hate that phrase, but to make you look at things and think differently. And I think, is that kind of what you're getting at? Because I think that's also what makes the Guardians as good as they are.
Changing.
Or am I getting too deep?
No, I don't think it's too deep. It's just kind of changing the parameters of what someone's able to do or not do. Is that a little closer?
It could be.
The parameters I'm changing it are, okay, what if you're able to, you know, add money to a situation that's successful that you could maintain the players that you already had to, you know where I'm going with that?
Right. You want to be in a position like the perfect example is Andrew Friedman. Like everybody thinks, and so Andrew Friedman, for those of you who do not know, was the former second in charge of the Tampa Bay Rays. He was hired by the Los Angeles Dodgers. So that was the ultimate test case of, okay, can you take this small market mindset, add money to it, and what happens? And that was, I mean, that's the best version of it, is you've seen them be able to develop a whole bunch of players at the Dodgers and then go out and supplement it with Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani and Blake Snell and Tyler Glasnow and down the line from there, while also having guys like Max Muncy and Andy Páez and Will Smith and guys out of the bullpen. And, you know, even you could throw Kershaw in there, but he was before Friedman showed up. But you get my general idea.
Yeah, no, I get it. I totally get it.
You know, is that what happens, or do you just rely back on your laurels because you're not pushing up against anything? And I mean, it's the idea the Guardians have. Look, everybody's trying to hit the ball over the fence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Except your team.
Except us.
Except your team, who put three runs together without hitting the ball past the pitcher's mound. Like, everybody's trying to hit the ball over the fence.
And you're tied for first place. So maybe home runs don't matter?
Everybody is trying to get their pitcher to go through the lineup twice and yank them out. The Guardians have guys that are trying to go 7 innings to save their bullpen. They've got 6 of them.
I have no problem.
Developing and starting pitching.
I remember in the beginning of the season, we were complaining. We're like, why are we taking the starters out after 5?
Right. Well, it's a results-based business.
Yeah, I know.
And it's working, so therefore results. You know, that's, you would despise it with everything in you if these guys were giving up runs, and yet it was, you know, the good old days where your number 4 starter is still out there and he's been shellacked for 5 runs and you're like, is anybody gonna go get him? Oh no, it's before the 6th. You know, that's, we're in a different world of this Guardians team. Everyone is zigging, the Guardians are zagging, and it now is working.
And then my next question is how much will other teams duplicate what they're doing? I know in the NFL, it seems way more, if you got it right, we're going to try doing that down the road. How much will that happen in baseball? Like, I've always felt like the Rays, the Indians / Guardians, Minnesota, you know, they've all kind of followed that.
They're on the path. Forefront. Well, because they're
knowing that they had to invest money into the minor leagues to make their major league team better. But then all of a sudden, your fans start thinking, well, are we the minor leagues for the rest of Major League Baseball? I don't know if that's been that true for the Guardians since they become the Guardians in probably 5 years prior to. But Lindor would have been a prime subject there. Ramirez, if he had been like every other baseball player that's ever played here in Northeast Ohio, would have been. But he's absolutely solid. Another record over the last 2 days.
What,
you have two records? I mean, the question is when are they going to start making his statue? When are they going to start? He should have a statue up before he's done playing.
Not against that idea.
You're not against? I'm not against that idea at all. I mean, again,
he's awesome.
He didn't take the money and run. Forget about all the stats.
He's
your best player. Could be arguably. Tom Withers made the argument that he's the MVP. This morning I was reading on social media, and I think Tom's right. What player is more important? I don't know if he said MVP. No player is more important to their team than him.
If we're going to go by the literal definition of MVP, of who is the most valuable for their particular team, there's not much of an argument you can make against them.
Jose Ramirez.
I can't think of other people that you'd point to.
No matter where you go. And now look at the names we're talking about him up against. And the 30-30, and just like, are you kidding? Come on, man.
Awesome.
Especially for a guy that we all thought was kind of a placeholder for Lindor when he first got here.
Absolutely.
That's the amazing part of his story.
Is the evolution that's come with it. There was a tweet that was floating around that everybody was retweeting that said that the Cleveland Guardians are Jose Ramirez and just a whole bunch of... they put it as raccoons dressed in trench coats. Jiminy Christmas, English is hard.
Well, who was the what was the
that everybody in? Else was just like a bunch of I've always thought it as like it's Stephen Kwan, it's Jose
Ricochet
Ramirez.
Rocket. What was the name of the cartoon? There was a cartoon. Secret Squirrel. Maybe that's what it was.
There's a raccoon one I can't think of right now, but that's beside the point. But this team and how they have been able to just piece this together. And it's under this mantle of guards ball that we all sit there and use for all of this stuff. But the whole idea that they're like, no, our margin is so thin that we need to make sure that maximum pressure is being put on at all times. We need to take the extra base. We need to make that throw to second base and make sure we hit the cutoff man in between. We need to do all the little things 110% well. We can't afford to make errors. We need to have our catchers steal every single strike. We need to be in a spot where, I mean, Austin Hedges threw out a runner last night. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that they do. That's how they've looked at how everything has gone and said, well, we don't exactly have the power, so how do we win? Well, we're going to win by making you have to goof up, and we're going to be really, really effective in what we do best.
All right, we'll continue on with the Guardians. I want to keep talking about that with you. Stephen Vogt was on the morning show. If you missed what he had to say, we're going to play some cuts coming up here in just a few moments. We're going to get into the Browns as, you know, Lions Week continues here. We'll talk about Joe Flacco going into that game. Paul Hoynes at noon, Tim May at 12:40. Then, you know, we'll hear Kevin Stefanski's press conference probably in that 1 o'clock hour. We got two keys and a lock coming up. And then, of course, on Fridays, we will do quick predicts as we end every show. Final note, my uncle did text me. He said it was my dad that stopped me from getting drums when I was a kid. And because I'm wearing this Kenston stuff today, he is asking me why I don't wear Shaw stuff on his birthday. And if I had Shaw stuff, I would wear it on your birthday. I'll wear it for anybody's birthday. I'm easy like that. All right, let's come back. We're talking more. Again, Guardians pushing towards the playoffs this weekend. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, Dan Menigan's in today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.